T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
The crew of TR, the morning show, send them to the middle of the sun so they don't come back.
Howard Simon.
He is a bum. B-U-M. Exclamation point, exclamation point. Hold the key down on the computer. He's a bum. And so's
Jeremy White.
Jeremy's a very good person. And really, that's all I'm going to say at this point. Really don't want to get into the other parts of it. Just want to keep that between us.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Hey, if you send us to the middle of the sun, we wouldn't have to worry about heavy, wet snow. I mean, we'd burn to death, which would be the bad side of this. But, I mean, we wouldn't have to worry about heavy, wet snow.
I don't know anything about the snow.
Yeah, I don't even want to know.
Yep. Don't know anything
about
it.
I saw you're in denial, so I'll let that
denial?
Go. You're in denial.
I don't know anything about it.
Jeremy's not privy to the situation.
No, he's privy to it. He just doesn't want to know about it.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've seen some reference to it, but I've never gone past the first word in the sentence. I haven't clicked the links. It's all clickbait. Yep, that's right.
It's clickbait.
It's all clickbait. I don't know anything about it.
You didn't put your shovel away in the shed for the off season, did you?
I don't have a shed. So, no.
All right.
We have a garage.
You just leave it in
shovel,
the garage.
I don't know. I tend to leave things out. You know, that's a me problem.
It's all right. Don't worry. It'll be melted by Friday.
What will?
Nothing.
There you go.
Nothing. There'll be these things coming down from the sky. They're going to be white. They're going to be fluffy. Don't panic.
Okay. I'll be shocked when it happens. I'm just going to have a Tuesday, and that's it. I don't know anything about snow.
Hey, I cut the grass yesterday. Yeah, right. I cut the grass yesterday. I mean, why not? You know, I mean, we're moving on with spring. We're moving on. We're on to Cincinnati.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Absolutely.
I think it's a great idea.
Someday we'll do all-time famous quotes in sports, and we're on to Cincinnati has to be on the list somewhere. So, we'll tell you a little bit later. We're going to get a little snow. But I don't want to get into that because, you know, it's snow.
Yeah.
What's on your mind this morning there, sir?
Couple things. You know, stat of the day, man, how about this for stat of the day? This one player has forced us to change our stat of the day 7 times in the last month. One player.
Is this instant trivia?
Yeah, sure.
I already know the answer, I think.
Probably.
Yeah, well, I think because you told me.
Yeah, Steph Curry.
Yeah.
So here's your stat of the day. On Curry, the latest on Curry, who hit another, they have 10 or 11, he had 10 three-pointers last night. So he now has 11 consecutive 30-point games, which is the most for any player over 33.
Mm-hmm.
He scored 49 last night. He is on a shooting tear. But the stat of the day for him is, so when we started tracking this, we noted that Klay Thompson is in second place with 5 games in which he made 10 three-pointers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
5 games. That's pretty good for a career. And Steph Curry has now 6 this year.
That's good. You can stop right there. You had me at hello.
Well, wait a day. He has 4 this week.
Yeah, wow.
So he might tie Klay Thompson's career number. When do they play next?
In 1 week, huh?
In 7 days, he's done it 4 times. He has now done it 21 times in his career.
They play tomorrow against the Wizards.
Yeah. Holy cow.
We forgot how much fun he is to watch and how much fun those Golden State teams were when they were in their run. And somebody made an interesting point. I don't know. I think it might have been Tim Legler. I forget who it was, but I think it was Legler. Talking about how, you know, you almost if possible, you almost forgot about Curry when Durant showed up in Golden State. And then you realize, you know, that he's still electric, you know, like MVP, face of the franchise, him and Thompson bombing threes all the time. Well, I mean, there was a stretch there, and, you know, it was tough because, hang on. Saturday brought to you by Cows of Buffalo. Get moving with Cows of Buffalo. Container on wheels, mobile storage, rent account today, 592-3343. Moo! You know, being in the Eastern time zone and Golden State playing a lot of games later was problematic, but I know I would always catch him in the playoffs because not every game would start at 10:30. Certainly NBA Finals would be at like 9 o'clock or something Eastern time. And they were, they were must-see TV. I remember you bringing them up on the show about how you'd been watching the Warriors and how it was really entertaining and all this stuff. And I started to check them out when I could. But they became, I don't have a rooting interest in them. I never got to the point where I rooted against them because they were winning too much, although I did root for Cleveland one year because I wanted to see them get their first title. But they became that team. There were those players and those teams that you're like, you know, not a big rooting interest, really don't care who wins, but they're so good. As a sports fan, I'm in. Like, I want to watch that because that is some entertaining 2 hours of basketball to watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, they were it. They were at the top of the list. And I'm not even sure who would have been second in any sport as a team. And I'm not even sure how close second place was when they were in their heyday run.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's watching them in that time. I mean, I would put them up there with any team in terms of entertainment factor. And for Curry, I mean, he's the best shooter of all time. There's no debate, right? Best shooter of all time. Is there a second place?
Wow.
Who can touch him?
I mean, from long range, right? I mean, this guy, He'll hit a three from anywhere on the court, basically.
And you've got to see his highlights from last night. I mean, he's doing the vintage stuff where, you know, it's a crossover, step back, and he's 5 feet behind the three-point line. I mean, when he is on his game, he is just raining fire. He crossed his brother over, right? Seth Curry for the Sixers. Mm-hmm. And crossed him over and just right in his face.
Yeah.
Just incredible. So, you know, you're seeing – you're just another one I'm watching here. It might as well be from the logo. It's like the shot in the NCAA tournament that who made it from just inside three-point land to beat. I already forgot who lost that game. UCLA Gonzaga, right?
The right. Yeah, the last second shot. Yeah,
that's like standard procedure for Curry.
Well, see that's the thing. Among the things I thought that were amazing when I started watching Curry, because you're like, hey, you should check out the Warriors. Okay, when I start watching him, I think this is really amazing when you say you expect he's going to shoot it from anywhere. And yet, when he hits a three from 30 feet out, you still go, wow. Like, you know it's coming. But yet, when he does it, it's still amazing to watch. And to me, you know, one of the things that was really cool about watching him was, sure, not only the fact they're bombing threes, they're scoring 120 points a game, they're just entertaining. You know, here's Don Granato talking about, we're in the entertainment business. We need to entertain our fans. Well, Golden State was entertaining everybody, unless your team was playing against them. But the other thing was, just to watch him, I would tune in and just watch. I did, like, Curry Cam. Like, I would just isolate on him. I wouldn't watch the ball movement. I would just watch him. And the amount of energy he expends in a game,
off
Jeremy, he is constantly moving. I mean, they're constantly setting up screens for him, and just a shred of daylight, a split second of an opening off a ball screen, boom, catch, shoot, bucket. But to see him move without the ball and everything, I was getting tired sitting in on my couch at home watching this guy, let alone I can't even think, like, how do you defend a guy like that? Mm-hmm. He's constantly on the move. And, you know, as I said, you could do a really great job against him defensively, but if he gets just a little bit of daylight, you're screwed.
Yep. And, man, I mean, of all the players, of all the sports figures, any sport, when he is on his game, mm-hmm. who's better to watch? You know, you can have LeBron playing at his best, and mm-hmm. that's amazing to watch, too. You could talk about, you know, hockey doesn't exactly go this way. Maybe it does for Hasek, for goaltenders. Right?
It's funny. I wrote him down when I knew we were going to be discussing this.
Like the idea that, you know, when Ovechkin's on his game or Crosby's on his game, you're still waiting every third shift to see him out over the boards.
Right.
If he has a really good game, he scores, you know, three.
And they're playing, I don't know, 20-something minutes out of a 60-minute game.
Yeah, so it's a little tougher there. And I would say a pitcher is the right mm-hmm. answer here, too.
Yep.
When you just know, you've tuned in, and, oh, man, Strasburg is dealing. You just can't wait
for sure.
to see what he's doing. Like, to me, that's what Curry is. He's like a starting pitcher with his stuff when he starts raining threes.
Yeah. I think it, you know, and we've talked about this. I think it's really, as much as we love hockey, it's really difficult to say, sure, you can buy tickets because you want to see Crosby in person, or you want to see Ovechkin in person, or McDavid in person, whatever. But it's really hard for one hockey player to take over a game. I mean, you can go watch Ovechkin, and he's going to get his even strength time, and he's going to be on the power play every time, and he's probably playing 2 minutes on the power play all the time, and you could walk away at the end of the night, and he could have 15 shot attempts and maybe seven on goal. He might not have a point. I mean, it's really difficult to do that. In baseball, in basketball, basketball's the easiest. In baseball, like you said, it's a pitcher because, you know, if you're going like, man, can't wait to go see Mike Trout, okay, he's going to have four plate appearances. And if they're not pitching around him, hopefully, he would get some balls to hit. And maybe he makes like a really amazing catch in the outfield, but it's not that, again, that doesn't lend itself to watching an elite athlete perform at that level. You know, I'm partial because I'm a Met fan. But since you brought up Strasburg, I will tell you, it's a joy to watch DeGrom pitch. I want runs. I want home runs. We all want offense and all that. But I can absolutely appreciate a master at work in terms of a pitcher. And watching those guys, DeGrom the other day in Colorado and 14 strikeouts and six innings, whatever, I think that's what the numbers were. But watching a guy like that is fantastic. Hasek, right, you go to watch goals, but you'd go to watch this guy stop shots that, you know what, he might make a crazy save and you know it's coming because he is so out of the ordinary, and yet you would still be going, did he just do that? Did I just see this guy do that? So I love your LeBron thing. I'll always talk about, you know, till the day I take my last breath, one of the most amazing nights I had as a fan was being in Miami when he dropped 60 on Charlotte or 61, whatever it was. But that's why basketball is so cool, because you can watch an individual player. You can hear someone talk about Ja Morant in college. Jeez, I'm trying to remember now. Not Memphis, wherever he went. I forget where he went in college. So you can hear some people talk about, you know, you want to watch this kid play in the tournament, and then you watch, and he goes off, and he doesn't disappoint. That sport lends itself to being able to see these guys and truly appreciate the ability they have, because it can shine a lot easier than it can in some of the other sports. Like in football, I'm not even sure. It's tough. I think, as I said, I think basketball is first. In football, you know, you bring up a quarterback. I don't know that it's funny. I was going to say it's not as exciting to watch maybe who are the best, the most entertaining running backs. Now, I will tell you, it was a thrill watching Thurman Thomas play. But this day and age, it's more about the passing game. So you're watching the quarterbacks. Mike Mahomes is on this list. Patrick Mahomes, unless he's playing against the Bills, you will thoroughly be entertained every time Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs play. As I said, unless you're trying to beat him. But if you can just, as a sports fan, step back and watch them play, entertainment, excitement, intrigue, you know, this guy making, he's, you know, the Hasek of NFL quarterbacks, making throws, making plays, and you just sit there and go, how the heck did he do that? How did he get away from that pressure? What did he do? How did he make that throw? Look at him on the run. All that. He is, you know, he gets to the point, this is when you're talking about a special player, in whatever sport you want to discuss, and I know we're doing more of an individual thing, but when you become must-see television. Like, you want Kansas City on TV because you want to watch Mahomes. Yeah, they score points. It's an entertaining game. You know, they're going to step out of bed, go to work, and put up 35. And that's fun. But watching Mahomes, watching a guy like that individually do what he does, there are other great quarterbacks in the league, but this guy is mesmerizing because how he plays the game. Look, there were, Josh Allen was that kind of guy last year in terms of watching him and the amazing throws he makes and the amazing plays he makes and what he does with his legs and how he breaks tackles and throws on the run and some, you know, crazy throws that he makes. He became that kind of player. Now, you got to do it long term, but it's a very small list, you know. And when you mentioned we're going to talk about Curry a little bit, I tried to come up with guys in the other major sports. Again, I'm biased, I admit it, but I put down DeGrom in baseball because, again, I think it's a dominant pitcher. I don't think it's a position player that answers this kind of topic. You know, a McDavid in the NHL is electric. You would go to see the Edmonton Oilers because you want to see this kid play and how he flies up the ice and everything he does. And but again, he's playing 20-something minutes, and you know, there's only so much one player can do to try and take over a hockey game. Mahomes, I think, is no question the guy in football. I'm not sure who's second. I don't know if it's a running back. It probably isn't. Maybe it's a guy for you, for Bills fans, it might be a guy like Diggs. You know, you can go and appreciate the ability of a wide receiver. It is a passing league. So watching this guy run his routes and trying to get open and, you know, run after catch and catches in traffic. I mean, Diggs would make some catches last year. We'd be like, how the heck did he make that grab? He's covered. So I think it would be a quarterback first. I think it would be a receiver second. I don't know that there's anybody else on the list. It's probably not a dominant edge rusher. So it's not a kicker. It's a really short list. And then I was trying to think about golf and tennis and some of the other sports. I mean, auto racing. I mean, we can sit here and talk about how great Lewis Hamilton is, but again, I don't know that it's the same thing. You can appreciate the ability of the best driver in his sport, but it's not the same. It's Tiger in his heyday, of course. Now, I don't know if I have a guy in golf right now. I don't really, but it's someone like that who, again, no rooting interest, don't care, but this person is must-watch television because you can enjoy the ability of this performer. And that's what Curry's doing it again. That's what they were. And it's nice to see that he's in this kind of streak. I think that's great for the game. I think it's great for fans. Again, listening to Tim Legler talking about how entertaining that game was and how they had a great game against Boston the other day. And these are great basketball games. It's great for the sport. Good. Because you want to be able to see these guys show their talent. I think that's what is frustrating sometimes. As a hockey fan, we love hockey. We know that. But it, as I said, it isn't as easy for these guys to show that. So it's a lot easier to try and shut down a single hockey player than it is, say, Steph Curry. It's a lot easier to shut down a McDavid, an Ovechkin, a Crosby, do whatever you can with your checking line or your top D pairing or whatever the case may be, than it is to shut down Mahomes, right? You can come up with a plan. We're rushing 3. We're rushing 4. We're dropping 8. We're dropping 7. We're blitzing. We're not blitzing. And he is still going to make plays, but I think more than anything, you know, good luck chasing Curry. And hey, we're fighting through screens. We're switching screens. We're doubling here. We're trapping. Doesn't matter. You know, he's going to get his points, and he's going to be free, and it makes life really difficult. But it's extremely entertaining. We'll open this up for discussion this morning, by the way, 803-0550 to join us, 888-550-2550. Who would you pay to see the most if you got an iconic game? And as I said, you know, if you want to talk about other, I don't think like horse racing, tennis, golf, auto racing, I'm trying to think of all the other, soccer. I'm not sure that there is an other sport that gets into the discussion with this. There could be, you know, like I said, a goalie. I tried to think of a goalie in hockey, but there's nobody that I could think of. Like the most exciting goaltender right now who makes crazy stand on his head saves and, you know, whatever, does the stuff that Hasek used to do. Nobody does that right now. There is nobody that I could think of.
Andre Vasilevsky. You got a goalie?
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's just, I mean, I've watched plenty of Lightning games. I'm more enthralled by watching their forwards than I am Andre Vasilevsky.
Very true.
You know, because they have such talented players. Stamkos, when he's healthy, whatever. I don't have Kucherov. That part of the Sabres was, and this wasn't necessarily a good thing, he was also their best player. Like, he was a crazy, amazing goalie, a once-in-a-lifetime, probably, for Sabre fans, goalie. But he was also their best player. That was not a team that was loaded with top-notch offensive talent. So more often than not, he was the attraction to go see. But no, not old guys, not retired guys, active guys, current guys. Maybe you're, you know, if it's a baseball player, you're buying a ticket and driving to Cleveland or Pittsburgh to see this guy play or pitch, whatever. It's NFL, you can name a guy that you think. NHL, you know, that team is in town. When the Caps come into town, you bought tickets to go see Ovechkin because you want to be able to see iconic player play his game. We'll start there on the show to 803-0550 to join us, 888-550-2550. Of course, We'll get some other stuff. The Sabres are playing tonight. Don Granato's going to join us at 8 o'clock. We'll talk more about the turnaround and all the improvements we're seeing from the hockey team. We'll talk about football. We'll talk about the draft. We're 9 days away, and it seems like the rumors of maneuvering up and down, possible trades. There's stuff out there about Denver contacting Atlanta at 4. Miami looking maybe to trade out of 6. Dallas is open for business at 10. So we'll talk about the draft and football matters as well. If you got something else you want to bring up beyond the topic, that's great. We always love hearing from you. Phone lines are always open, and you can join us at any time. On the show today, as I mentioned, Don Granato going to join us at 8 o'clock. Sabres play Boston tonight, 6:30. 5:30 pregame here on WGR. Judy Batista is going to join us, from NFL Network tomorrow. Owners are going to vote on some rules proposals. We'll go through that. I don't think there shouldn't be anything significant in terms of something they might adopt for the game. It sounds like the more intriguing discussions about spot and choose and overtime and 4th and 15 onside kick alternative are not going to be approved. So it shouldn't be like a huge, wow, did you see what the NFL owners approved? But we'll get the update on what's going on with that as well. Yeah, we're gonna have a little snow. Buffalo metro area, it looks like you're going to be the ones to get the most this time. Sorry, hinterlands. Less snow to the south and east. Maybe 3 to 6 inches of heavy, wet snow in the metro Buffalo area. And the morning commute tomorrow could be kind of ugh. We'll get you details on that, too. Grab a line. Join us this morning, WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At the end of March, by the trading deadline, been out with a right thumb injury. As Steph Curry gets on the board, his first three-pointer of the night. Curry on Curry. Steph launches a three and hits it at the buzzer. Little brother not happy right now.
Couldn't do it any better. You contested well. They moved the ball around. Got a pretty good look.
Oh, Steph, that high screen, and he rails a three.
Draymond Green gets a breather.
Seth on Steph. Curry for three. It's good! 8 three-pointers, and the lead is 4 for Golden State. Curry behind the back. Drives, pulls back, puts up a three. Bang! 9 three-pointers make it now. In the shooting zone like very few have ever been. It's lasted 11 games.
Anytime you can work a Mike Breen highlight into the show, it's a good day. The great NBA broadcaster for ESPN. And anytime you can work in Mike Breen yelling, bang, it makes the show a lot more fun. Just to clarify, it's the snow stuff. Patrick Hammer. I've got to wait, make sure Jeremy doesn't listen to this part. Patrick Hammer, our good buddy, although actually he's less of a buddy when he has a forecast like this in late April, our good buddy from Channel 2. So the 3 to 6 inches is not just by their map. It just does, it looks like it's more than the Buffalo metro area. It extends down past Jamestown towards Erie. It's going east into, looks like, Batavia and Warsaw and northeast to Albion. So, yeah, so there you go. There's looks like most of Erie County, except the northwestern portion of Erie County, is in that 3 to 6 inches of snow range.
It also looks like there's a little purple in there, which would signify. Yes, signify. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can't talk this morning. Which would signify maybe a little more prominent snow totals.
So that's, You know, for some, you'll get 0 to 1 inch. For others, it's 1 to 3. And again, the heaviest snows appear to be 3 to 6 inches in that area that we just described. And this is supposed to start overnight. So around 3 o'clock in the morning, it's going to start. So the commute is tomorrow. Tomorrow morning's commute is the one that could be, you know, a little bit dicey. It's heavy, wet snow, too. So be apprised of that and be ready to go. And you might have to do some shoveling and you might have to use your winter driving skills one more time. If you don't feel like shoveling, it should all be gone by Friday from what they're saying. So that's the latest on that. 803-0550 to join us this morning. 888-550-2550 as we discuss a little bit. Who'd you pay to see the most if you get an iconic performance? And you can share your thoughts on that or whatever else is on your mind this morning. You back with us? I'm not sure if he's back with us. Jerry had to step aside.
Yes,
oh, there he is.
I turned my microphone down for a moment. I am back.
Welcome back.
I'm back.
Yeah.
With takes to melt snow.
Yeah. Well, there's the snow will melt right in one now, day. So it's okay. Yeah. It's weird. I can't get yard work done if we're having snow and we're in the 40s and 30s. This is completely unacceptable. So I'll see what I can do about it.
Is it one of those times where you have to go put like blankets over your shrubs and stuff? I do a lot of landscaping, but I have to Google everything that I do ask for help.
Your low's 31, right? So I don't know. I'm not like an expert when it comes to
if it's snowing, that's
things,
frost, isn't
things
it?
Freezing outside. Yeah, I guess it could be. So I wish I could tell you. I'm still in winter mode around the house. Yeah, we have not done the mulch, the grass seed, any of that stuff because the temperatures are too cold.
Yep.
I just cut the grass because it was growing too much. And other people in the neighborhood were cutting the grass. And I always feel pressure. You know, if everybody's out there cutting the grass, I don't want to be the one guy in the neighborhood who doesn't. And everybody looks at look at Simon over there. It all looks like crap. So when everybody breaks out the mowers, I just follow along. I always have the pack mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you got a guy?
I mean, it's Curry. If I could pick anybody to watch, who would I pay the most to see at the peak of their powers, it's Curry,
yeah.
Steph Curry. I would want to see him, and I've never been to a game that he was at live. I would, if I knew I was going to see a 10-3-pointer performance,
yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's amazing to watch.
I've always liked Durant, but it's a completely different discussion with him, you know, because, I mean, he can step out and hit threes, but he can also drive to the basket, make plays in the paint. But it's completely different with Durant as opposed to the Energizer Bunny, which is basically Curry. And being able to watch him, like I haven't watched him since he went to Brooklyn, but when he was with Golden State or prior to that, I would not tune in and say, okay, I'm just going to watch Durant. When they're in the half court, what's he doing? How's he getting open? You know, what's all that? That's not the kind of guy I would lock in on and say, I'm going to isolate and watch him. But with Curry, you would do that because, again, some of that entertainment value with him is not just his quick release, his shots, and his range and three-point field goals and his accuracy and all that stuff. It's what he does to get open and how he moves without the basketball. He might be the only guy in the league that I would tell you I would watch without the ball. I'm not sure that I would say that about anybody else in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no equivalent. I mean, I'll try and watch – you know, I'll try and watch, say, Ovechkin as much as possible when the Sabres play him, and I'll watch him on the ice and without the puck, but it's not the same thing. It's just not as entertaining as watching a basketball player, a guy like Curry or LeBron or whatever, try and get open and get available for shots. I don't know that anybody really compares to that. It's really difficult to come up with the comparison to that.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking of the other sports, but it's just, like, I can appreciate certain tennis players. But, I mean, I think for me, tennis has been less about watching an individual, unless they're chasing a milestone, you know, most majors or something like that. Tennis to me is an iconic match. Like it's Federer and Djokovic, whatever. You'd have to find a really great showdown for me, I think, with tennis, as opposed to I'm watching an individual performer. Like a Federer, like a Serena Williams, what have you. I'm more into the competition of the match. To me, that's more interesting than watching one particular player in that sport. You'd be the guy on soccer. I couldn't even get into that discussion. And as I mentioned, we can talk about Lewis Hamilton and how good he is, but it's not
different.
You can appreciate, wow, the guy was ninth. Look, he's just passing people left and right. I mean, it's and you know it's going to happen. You're like, yep, there he goes. Okay, yep, now he's 8, 7, 6. Oh, yeah, he just blew that by that guy. So you can appreciate how good a driver he is, but it just it's still not the same impact, you know.
It was a heck of a performance on
it really was.
Or Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, look, you know, and he did really well in Bahrain. But so it isn't – what was nice is I know he's got a really good car, but you can appreciate the skill that this guy has to move up the pack and get back, you know, where he ends up getting a podium and finishes second, because that's the ability of a race car driver. Yes, he's got a better car than Ferrari and McLaren and all these people that he's passing, but there still is the skill and the ability to do what he does and be able to put himself back up in second place. So that's cool. But again, not approach the level of a guy like Curry bombing away from threes. Threes are fun, by the way, too. I mean,
they are fun. I mean, not just any threes.
He can cut to the basket. This guy can drive, but it's just when he's bombing away and he's on, you're like, keep taking another step back. Let's see how much farther back he can go and hit another three.
Yeah, and it's not just like Ray Allen was a great three-point shooter, but
yeah.
Steph Curry's a different kind of three-point shooter than Ray Allen. I mean, he's creating his own shots.
Yep.
It's wild. So he's at the top of my list.
Yeah, and, you know, kudos to whoever, whatever year it was. And I'm trying to remember if the ABA would have had the three-point shot and then the NBA decided to adopt it, and I don't recall. But, you know, congratulations to whoever thought, hey, you know what? We should have an extra point for a basket beyond a certain length of time. I don't know who I came up with it first. I feel like it was the ABA.
It was. The ABA came up with a three-point shot and the slam dunk as a marketing tool to compete with the NBA.
The slam dunk, Dr. J and the slam dunk was must-watch television. So, yeah, good for whoever decided, you know, if you're further back, let's give them an extra point on the shot because it's really entertaining to watch.
Sabres and Bruins tonight. You're excited? The Taylor Hall revenge game, another one?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you get a lot of these.
Well, you know, I think it's nice as part of this whole turnaround. You know, they have gone from a team that was only beating New Jersey to beating the better teams in the division. You know, they beat Pittsburgh the other day. They beat Washington the day before that. I mean, Philadelphia's kind of fallen apart this season, so we're into a shorter list. And if you beat Boston, great. That's all part, I think, of the growth of this team. And watching them play better and watching them turn around, okay, great, fantastic. Now beat the Bruins. So the Bruins are playing really well. They might be unbeaten since the Hall trade. I have to check, but I think they're playing a little bit better hockey these days because they were in a fight for fourth in the division, but now they're moving up. Now they're talking about, you know, maybe catching the top team in the division. So they're playing better hockey, and if you could play well against them, it's another good sign for the turnaround of this team and being able to show us that, you know, hey, maybe it isn't as bleak as we would have thought it was. Let's see. When did Granato take over? Oh, it's about a month now. A little over a month ago when we were still at the tail end of the Kruger stages. So, yeah, beat the Bruins and show me that you can play with the best teams in your division. That would make me feel even better about what's happening around here.
And, well, Kyle Poso, his season's over.
Yep,
and
yep.
One of the things to add into all this, you know, in terms of why are the Sabres better and what can they do in the future, why does it not have to be a rebuild? I've been telling you, it does not have to be a total rebuild. And here's one way it doesn't have to be a total rebuild. This stat comes from Sabermetric. It's not the stat of the day. It's just a stat. But the Reeder-Eakin-Oposo line, that line that Kruger could not break up, would not break up, had to play, was maybe his most important line, the line he was most faithful to, right? The 5-on-5 expected goal percentage for that line was the worst of any line since 2007.
Yeesh.
That's when they started tracking this stuff.
Yeah.
So just to give you an idea, like, how could the Sabres be better next year? Answer, not field the worst line since 2007.
Yeah.
And
keep
not play
it out every night.
All
saying,
the time.
Yeah, right.
Right. It was untouchable.
Yeah.
We've talked about the things that Kruger did, how he may have stunted growth or made some players the genius or the talent of their game come out of it. He also played bad players and players that did not mesh together. I mean, Oposo started to come on actually a little bit later in the season, and he's had some decent stretches. But the Reeder-Eakin-Oposo line, the worst in the sport in like 15 years.
Yeah.
And he kept playing it. So add it to the list of things. Why do you think they don't have to be the last place team next year? Because I don't think Don Granato's going to roll that line out for, 12 minutes a night or whatever it was.
In fact, he benched Eakin the other night. You know,
Yeah, I mean, not only did Kruger play that line, but that Kruger had that obsession about balanced scoring.
Right.
Okay. All right. Good idea. I mean, it was – he just got run over all the time.
Add it in. 803-0550 to join us this morning, 888-550-2550. We'll chat with Don Granato, Sabres coach, 8 o'clock this morning, WGR.
We've got a winter weather advisory that has been posted. In some locations, we're expecting anywhere from 3 up to 6 inches of snowfall across the Niagara Frontier. As you get up here towards Buffalo, this is where we're expecting, you know, the higher snowfall amounts, for, like I said, just 3 to 6 inches. It's going to be highly variable. This storm has a very tricky low pressure that's going to track across the area. And it depends on where it tracks is where the heaviest snowfall is going to be.
That is Aaron Reynolds, National Weather Service meteorologist. Thanks to our friends over at WBEN for that. So morning commute tomorrow could be kind of messy. Be aware of that one, folks. But like I said, it's even if it accumulates, which it looks like it will, it's probably going to be gone by Friday. And I think the weather looks okay for this weekend. Yesterday was absolutely beautiful. It was the best day of the week. That's why I chose to cut the grass, because I knew it was going to be the best day of the week. We should be all right by the weekend, I think.
Yeah, it was very nice.
When I say all right, I think it's like 50s, maybe lower 60s. It's not like we're going to be hitting 70 or 80, but better than what it's going to be during the middle of the week.
Quick draft thing. I want to actually talk draft maybe next segment. I've got a fun game for you to play and revisit a conversation about the running backs, because I read something that you ever find yourself wanting to take up for a side that you don't necessarily totally subscribe to? I don't want to play devil's advocate on running backs. I want to point out how the conversation about first-round running backs gets overly skewed. It's simplified way too much about the whole, you never do it. Well, okay, well, why? And then a lot of the evidence, I got a piece here from Warren Sharp, who I love his work. Mm-hmm. But Warren Sharp wrote a piece about running backs and how you never take one in the first round in the last 20 first-round running backs. And I feel like it needs to be said over and over again that not all teams are drafting a player for the same thing, you know?
Right.
The Bills have a full team. What are they drafting for? They're drafting – put it this way, and then we can get this at the top of the hour. I'm giving it all away right now. But how many jobs are available? One?
Cornerback two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the only job that's available?
Should be. Starting spot, yeah, should be.
What's the next closest available job? Defensive end rotation?
Edge rush time, right.
Defensive line rotation?
Right. We don't worry about who starts there necessarily. They're all going to get different percentages of snap counts.
And I've got – Ian Rappaport yesterday tweeting a random quote from a top decision maker on the draft. This is the worst defensive tackle draft I've ever seen. There could still be one or even two in the first round, but the overall depth clearly isn't there. Okay. There you go. This top decision maker doesn't like the defensive tackles. So, you know, just to treat it as this blanket statement, and you treat every draft pick like it's the same and every team like it's the same and every year like it's the same, to me, kind of takes a lot of the nuance out of it. I don't necessarily want first-round running backs for a lot of teams. I told you I hope Pittsburgh takes one because I think it's a bad idea for them. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's the same bad idea for the Bills because they're not the same team.
Yeah, in fact, I got an example of a team, not the Bills, that I can bring up in this discussion. We'll do that in a second. 803-0550 to join us, 888-550-2550. Happy Tuesday, everybody, if you're just waking up. One of the things we were discussing is individual players who you would pay to see the most if you knew you were going to get an iconic performance from them, an iconic game. Who would that be? Who are some of the guys that would be on your list? You can grab a line on that. Whatever else you want to talk about, we'll get into the draft. You want some Bills comments, we can talk about that, since Brandon Bean's going to be chatting with the media today at 1 o'clock. Sal will be covering that, and we'll talk more about that on tomorrow's show. You can join us on that, whatever else is on your mind. 803-0550 for your questions, comments, opinions this morning, WGR.